Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what it is, though. It's your boy, Young Fresh. And we back for another episode of the Definitely Fresh Show. But before I get into today's show, I just want to take time out. But hey, my nigga, be my, I feel you can't. But the only down to you be at home. Rest in peace to my granny, Miss Maddie Dinkin. All of this will be nothing if we didn't have you in our life. You blessed us with this free way of thinking. So, for that, we will ever be grateful for it. And, today was Tuesday. So, thank God. Beautiful women with beautiful girls. But, the other words, get the show started. You do.
That is not gangster. That's very not gangster.
Got my name up. So speaker who blinged up, I'm who they bring up. Come up dissing and you'll come up missing. I'm a cutthroat baller like OG Simpson. I came up. Got my name up. So speaker who blinged up, I'm who they bring up. Come up dissing and you'll come up missing.
Say that again. I couldn't hear over the sound of me shitting myself.
I came up. Got my name up. So the speaker who blinged up, I'm who they bring up. Come up dissing and you'll come up missing. I'm a cutthroat baller like OJ Simpson. Little homie, listen, try to serve me. I put the 25 in your back like Barry Bonds. In the street or the beach, y'all ain't able to. Two, I shit on rappers like Major Leavers. What's with the ice griller, homie? Change your face. To see them do more to tangible to change your race. Two girls love metaphor, and I love them back. Addicted to getting head. Call me the brainiac. Battle rap with words war like jihad. I write dope, throw crack, my notepad, need rehab. Fuck y'all CDs, y'all can't see these or touch these. Rock so chronic, my soul see the munchie.
Yeah, what it is, though, man, it's your boy. Young Fresh, we back in the building on another beautiful Tuesday. It's the Definitely Fresh Show. You know, I ain't been here in a minute, but you know, I'm back. And, you know, me and the Tone, Def Radio family, you know, been getting some things straight, take care of some business, you know. So, you know, everything going to the good. So, we'll try this new format now that I will not be here every Tuesday, but I will be here every other Tuesday, so we'll see how consistent that format is, you know, be a break, and then I come back, easy, another break, question. You know, we got a pretty decent show tonight, you know, we're going to answer some what would Def Fresh do questions this evening, you know, so we're going to get Mimi in the building a little later, shout out to Tone, the DJ, he is unavailable to be here with us. Last time I heard, he was checking into a rehab facility because he needs to get his creepiness under control. So he may not be here with us for a few weeks or so. I really don't know how long that's going to take. He's kind of a creep. So he may not be with us for long. So who knows? Tell him that slow shit going to land him in jail. But everybody wants to do their own thing nowadays. So I'm not judging, fam. You know, y'all in my book. We'll power to the people. But it seems that, you know, the Ghetto Prophet is officially in the building, so we're going to let her in. You know what I'm saying? What it do?
Man, why am I on Twitter discussing running hoes?
Wait, what?
I do think I could do it, though. No. I'm just saying that I think that I got what it takes to run hoes. I got my granny in me. Granny ran hoes.
Well, I would just like to say, for the record, like, usually I don't never look at the board, but, like, as soon as you came on and said running hoes, you ran a colon off. Like, they hung up ASAP.
You said what?
Maybe it was Siobhan, who knows. But. No, I was saying, like, as soon as you came on deck talking about you were running hoes, a caller hung up. I said maybe it was Siobhan. Who knows?
Oh,
for all of those who are listening right now, if you are on Twitter and you see your name being tweeted that we are discussing you, feel free to call in. I'm going to repost this number maybe several times throughout this show because we do not need people on Twitter crying. Oh, they were talking about me, Sam. I can't defend myself. So, when you're the target of slander, it's not really to defend yourself. It's to kind of take the body blows and hope you don't get hit with a head shot. But that's neither here nor there this week. We're going to try to be slander-free. So we will not be talking about Tumblers, Jay, Flippers, Faggots, Troop Boys, Glitter Boys, Fun Boys. We're going to try to stay away from those people today. I don't really know how long that's going to last, but we're going to try to. So, Mimi, how was your week?
I found slip. Sorry. What'd you say?
I said, how was your weekend?
My weekend was all right. I had a house full of people on Sunday, and it was hot as hell, but other than that, it was pretty normal.
Pretty normal.
I didn't do no heavy drinking, so I'm trying to save that for my birthday.
That sounds like you lying. You do no heavy drinking.
I didn't say I didn't drink. I said I didn't do no heavy drinking, so I'm technically not a liar.
Oh, okay. Oh, and for all of those who listening. Mimi has been going on dates lately, so she's been a lot calmer than she's been seeing people. Or this one person who will remain nameless, but she was a lot calmer since she's been going on dates lately. So
that's actually not true, because I've only gone on one date with this person, and I told him it was a deal breaker because at the end of our date, when we went out and decided to get some breakfast, he don't fucking eat bacon. And, like, if that wasn't bad enough, he ordered his cheese without eggs. So I damn near felt like it was over before it started.
So, wait.
And
because bro don't eat bacon, it's a deal breaker.
Like, he requested, like, you cook breakfast or whatever. You had to make me sausage. Like, you think you was this fresh request of motherfucking sausage? You better get in there and fry them fucking links yourself, because if it ain't bacon, I'm not frying. Don't ask me to fry no ham.
So fam just don't eat bacon?
It's like, he didn't even say, well, you got to make me turkey bacon. Like, he just said you have to replace the bacon with sausage. And I just instantly, I'm like, check, please. I didn't even want to stay. But we've been knowing each other for, we grew up together. So I tried not to just be a B-word. But I just kind of wanted to just reach across and slap him. But the whole dating thing has actually not kept me calm, because, like I said, I only went on that one. And I find myself not wanting to be fucking bothered with people. It's like, I work all day. I come home, I deal with the kids, I gotta cook, I have to attempt to keep my fucking house clean because they're like goddamn just, I don't be feeling like having nobody up under me being in my face. And dudes have this thing now, when can I see you, 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 that annoys the fuck out of me.
So for all my niggas in life who do not eat bacon, this one's for you.
Nigga, you gay.
Yeah. Moving on to the matter of the fact that niggas don't eat bacon, fam. Like, I don't think you're a real person if you don't eat bacon, and those who eat turkey bacon, I cannot respect you. That's my gripe on niggas and bacon. But, anyway, my weekend was pretty stellar, It was, I actually made it back alive. I think FME was doing pulls on wine, making it back alive, and who won? None of y'all, because all y'all counted on that I'll die. Fuck all y'all. I hate y'all for the passion. Really, with a passion. So, Mimi, who won the bet? Nobody?
You said who what?
I said, who won the bet? Because I know a lot of y'all was banking on the fact that I wouldn't live through the weekend.
Oh, no. See, you misunderstood. We weren't betting on the fact that you wouldn't. We were kind of hoping that you didn't.
Oh. So y'all niggas was hoping that I died. The unloyalty that is shown by this family is fucking ridiculous. But, you know, Mimi, I was out with my homeboy today, and I was kicking it with Jeff before I came to the club so we could show started. And we were having an interesting conversation because bro seems to, like, he asked me, and I didn't really know how to respond. Like, he said, what makes women not want to do it?
What makes women not want to do it?
Yeah, like, what makes a woman not want to have sex?
I only don't want to have sex. Like, if I'm not fucking attracted to you, like, if we've already started a sexual relationship and I'm attracted to you, there's damn near nothing that can keep my hands off you. Even if I'm sleeping, like, I could be asleep, like, snoring, and you know how y'all niggas be shading and shit, and y'all feel like, oh, she sleep, that means, yeah, and y'all just stick it in anyway. Like, I don't even stop it. I just, when I'm not, and I think that's another thing as far as, like, with the whole dating thing, like, I'm not sexually attracted to him. Like, I'm attracted to him, I'm just not sexually attracted to him.
I don't mean to cut me off, but, like, Warren has to go make a quick run, and I don't mean he's not going to talk for the full entire time. So, yeah, I'm just going to play this song real quick. I know she's probably going to be pissed that I cut her off, but
hey, Katie.
Huh?
You sleepy?
No.
PJ.
Hmm?
You sleepy?
No.
You ready to go to bed?
Mm-hmm. He said I'm ready to go to bed, baby.
DJ Grady.
Ways. I think I found out that St. Louis has a lot of homeless people, man. Like, homeless people is, like, amazing. I feel that any nigga with a sign that is well-colored and drawn out is not really all that homeless. And then there's a number that just popped up that's so tricky, I wouldn't even answer it if they press one. Because all I see is one. Yes, yeah, not gone. That's the devil. There's Jesus calling, talking about, man, we got Catholic. Y'all can't be out here talking like this. So good. Chill.
What is this?
You really don't care.
No, I was trying to read this mention, death threats as usual. I think people get on my nerves when I'm eating. You know, like them fake picky eaters? Like you actually, when you say you don't eat something, like you don't eat it. But I hate them motherfuckers who swear that they don't eat something because they don't want to pay for it. But the minute you bought something that they said that they don't eat, they always trying to get a piece. That bitch, you said, you know, what are you doing? No, I just wanted to know if you've already established that you don't eat this, what the fuck do you need to try it for?
Right.
Then I was going to get a big ass piece.
Let me get a piece of your cake, fam. I don't really eat yellow cake like that, but I want to try your cake. Like, you don't want to try no cake, man. Bum bastard. No, eat my goddamn cake.
Now, I will leave you standing there with the saltiest fucking look on your face because I really won't give you none. You would think I'm playing at first, like, nah, here, you can get some, and then I really won't fucking give you none. And the look on their face when they realize that you really not giving a shit.
I go through that all the time. I'm trying to tell you that, like, if you want some chips or something, I'll buy you some chips before I share with you out of my bag. I don't know if that makes sense. I just don't like to share food. You know? I'll buy you some before I let you eat out of my bag or eat off my plate.
Fat friends are fucking expensive.
Little fat friends.
Yes, fat friends are expensive. I gotta let all you niggas go, fam.
How are we expensive,
yes,
man? Most of us fat niggas pay for our own food.
No. Y'all pay for y'all own food when it comes to restaurants. See, when I just have shit that's already here or in the fridge and used. And the popsicles and the ice cream shit. No, y'all don't pay for that. And then, like, just the whole season maintenance and shit. I'm telling y'all, when I move and I rebuy everything, you will not be allowed to sit on any, like, I'm going to buy a special fat nigga lawn chair just for y'all. Y'all go have y'all own little section in the house. We can chill. Y'all can smoke, drink, do whatever y'all do, tell your little jokes, play Xbox. I'm going to try to accommodate y'all as best as I can. But you motherfuckers will not be allowed on this new furniture.
So what you're saying is when you move into your new house, F and me get his own special room?
Bad or in the backyard? I really ain't decided yet.
You can't put us in the backyard. We're going to plug up the TV to play Xbox.
AT&T commercials where the bitch is always following her little brother around. Hey, we couldn't watch TV by the pool. Back in the day, we needed an outlet. So you let me that y'all can't play fucking Xbox out there?
No, I don't think it works like that. I definitely don't think it works like that. It doesn't. But according to Twitter, I just read, Susie Homemaker thinks that you have a mild obsession with food. And mild is light because it's not mild. It is a big obsession.
First of all, I haven't even been eating like that lately.
Shut up. Mimi sent me a picture today of a very delicious meal. So I called and asked her, could I, you know, get a plate? And she lied several times. Then she hung up on me. Yeah, and then she hung up on me and said, "Don't call me no more, fam." What? You see how people treat their own family? Like, we share the same last name. called her, asked for a plate. She hung up and told me not to call her.
It's
again.
All about the beef bacon. No, it is not all about the beef bacon. Now, I would take some man beef, and I love bacon, but that is as close as I would get to beef bacon together. And I want no part
of okay.
beef bacon.
Her name is Ariel, but nobody really cares. So thank you for tweeting that, but you really don't care. So
everybody just go lie, like I got this severe obsession with food. First of all, I used to. I have since changed. Looking at you,
you are,
made me change my life.
But you a foodie, though. So, like, you low-key could be a food critic.
Nah, because they be making me some weird shit. Like, you can't just sit here and just sample, you know, 20 different versions of fried chicken. They want you to eat fish eyeballs and all that kind of thing with all that shit.
I low-key want to be on Man vs. Food, though. Like, I really want this job. But, you know, it just, I don't know, fam. Like, dude be eating till he damn near dead.
Why would you want to be on Man vs. Food?
Because it's like,
you don't eat shit.
You're right. Because as soon as they approach me with the cheese, I'm like, nah, fam, I don't eat cheese. So, you're right. I guess that wouldn't work for me. Oh, we have a.
You just fucking started eating vegetables, like 400 pounds too late.
Right, I started eating other things too, but we won't talk about that live right here. We got another caller. I probably do, but that's after me for you. Shout out to Jamal, I blame him. He told me that I was not a man until I jumped off the diving board. So shout out to Jamal.
He told you to jump off him. He's trying to kill everybody.
All right, hold on one time. 607, you in the building. What's good?
But I just wanted to say, Juan, you can never be on Man vs. Food. You are the pickiest fat nigga ever. It wouldn't work.
See? Told
okay.
you.
So you call my show and you slander me, fam. Like, nah, dude, that's not how it works. I'm not Tone. I operate the board. Your tone will let that fly. Me, I'm.
It wasn't slander though. It's a fucking fact. You are the pickiest fat nigga ever. Like, how do you just go in and? No, he didn't. We hear you.
Hey, but low-key though, Mike had the coldest disclaimer ever known to man today. Like, his disclaimer was so cold. It needs to be put on shirts so people can see this. He said, "No offense." Like, what was it, though? Like, maybe I should go read my time. Like, I should have saved it because it was that funny.
He said fat people shouldn't have sex. And Sasha retweeted and said, what she said? She said, don't talk about them or something. Then Keisha was like, it's just disgusting. And I was like, yo, if you're saying this to her, you should say y'all because she's fat. And I was like, no offense. I was like, no slander or nothing. But I was like, no slander, but you should take offense because you're fat. And then she just got pissed. So that was
damn,
that.
Damn, you called a woman fat. What woman is going to take that lightly?
But I said she wasn't fat. I'm like, you're not huge fat, but you fat. I mean, and then Keith didn't know she was fat, so Keith was like, you really fat? And I was like, oh, shit.
Right, and then Keith was like, oh, you tall, though, so that don't count. So I told Keith, I said, well, no, it do count. Because I'm like 6'2", but I still be called fat, so it counts. You don't care for my, oh, because you're tall, it don't count. No, you're still fat. We love you, though, Sasha, but I mean, it's disheartening. Sorry, my bad. But you know, I got to keep the name down to a minimum. I don't wanna really want to be the bad guy today. You know? There's a little mini slander you in here. Need to get a life.
Don't worry. Something will be said and somebody's not going to like it, so it'll make Twitter.
Right. Jessica. I read her timeline that day. Oh, my man. This fat, self-righteous mother. Oh. Yeah. You know. So, let me see. What time is it? You know, it's about almost 11 o'clock. So, what we're going to do is one time for the West Side, we going to play a song. Then I'm going to come back, and then we're going to go into what would Death Fresh do? Then I'm going to ask me and Mike, you know, these random questions. If you listening via Twitter or, you know, the link or whatnot, call in, you know, give your opinion on these questions, because the more the merrier. And everybody's thought on life ain't the same, so, you know, you'll be amazed at the reactions you get. So let me find something to play. You need.
Did
you
just echo, nigga?
I was just saying, yeah. Like, did this nigga just do it?
I'm dead childish right now. Yeah. Seeing that Tom didn't load the board with no new music, and he got a list from like 2 weeks ago, we would not slander Tom, but you know, I like all the sexy women, and I like the way they move, so it's my big brother Bolo with the way he move. Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy, Juan. I'm back in the building. Something a little sexy, just to kind of offset the mood of these random questions I'm about to read up on. You do.
But before we get into that, I want to give a shout out to Twan for trying to put up this seductive ass Abby.
Hey, I saw that. Hey, it hopped in my mentions. I started not to tweet him back, like, saying, you got to change that.
He's definitely gazing into the camera's eyes. Okay, you got a question, Ray?
Well, from gaming. Yeah, of course, man. I keep the email on stash. Let's enlarge this photo one time for their mind. So, let me get something out sensible. There's a lot of nonsense in there. Oh, and somebody just called in. So, while we 202, you in the building was good.
Yeah, what was that about me?
Soon as she said 202, I knew it.
So Sam gonna press one and ask, what do we say about him? And he's been listening the entire time.
Right.
Nigga
acting
was
like
good
he wouldn't know that. Man.
Starting to hate.
First of all, I didn't hear the part about me because I was happening to doing something on the phone. I didn't know my name. I didn't catch what was said.
You was taking more of them seductive pictures, huh? Posting them as your avi.
That is not seductive at all.
Okay.
Yeah, you definitely gazing into the camera's eyes, bro.
Right. You might as well hit the pucker face, fam, and powdered your lips, huh? And just get it one time for the West Side.
Questions. I'm done with you.
Maybe Twan is trying to become a glitter boy. I don't really know. Hopefully not, because if he is, I can't hang out with him anymore.
Fuck you, Juan.
No, thanks.
Wrong choice of words considering the topic. But.
Right, didn't we just. Okay. The first question, it says, I have a question, but would like to remain anonymous. From a woman or man's point of view, do men like to smoke weed on the regular? Do men. I can't read. Do men that smoke weed on the regular have a difficult time keeping a hard on? That was the question. So who would like
to... One, you would have to answer that because neither of us smoke weed on the regular.
Yeah, I don't smoke at all, so that's all I
need. And got some pretty stiff dick from weed smokers. So I would say that is false. That has nothing to
right,
do with it.
Cause I'd be ready to go.
Hey, you know what?
I'd be dead on my Stone Cold Steve Austin. I'd be trying to pile drivers.
Yeah, so I don't think that really has any real effect. It's just probably that particular person.
Because,
we have different effects on different people.
Hey, let's see if 484 wants to answer the question. 484, you live. What's going on?
That Ken.
I don't know.
On the radio, man. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Flo. Man, we can't call him Ken. That's Flo.
No, but low-key, dude, like, when I smoked weed, I actually got my kids that way. So, yeah, that's not true at all.
Right. So
that has nothing to do with keeping a hard on, though. Like, you making babies, that has nothing to do with your dick staying hard for a long time.
Shit. You ever smoked weed before?
I have. I don't like it because it makes me sleepy.
Come on, lie. Like you told me a few weeks ago, you like smoking.
Huh?
I said that nigga Tone lied then. He said a few weeks ago you like smoking and you used to do it all the time.
No, I've never been a smoker. Whenever I've smoked, it's because everybody was getting on my nerves and it was like something going on, mainly my birthday. And like, come on, man, you got to hit this, man. Come on, man. And I'm like, okay, well, I already have a job, so I don't have to worry about it. But I'll absolutely positively say no, like, if I'm not working, and I'm no, because I'm not the typical fucking coon like these idiots that's always talking about, man, I can't find no job, they smoke weed every day. So if they did get called back, they gonna fail their fucking drug test.
You always use somebody else's piss.
I think that's what she meant by coon. Fucking nigger.
Okay.
Thank you.
We come to the conclusion that smoking marijuana does keep an erection.
It's not the fact that it keeps one. It's just it doesn't really have an effect on it. On certain people. We don't know. It could actually make some niggas go soft. We don't know how marijuana affects everybody's penis. That's just like liquor. Some niggas, when they get liquor in them, they can fuck for a fucking marathon. And some niggas, they be like, man, fuck this, and they go to sleep. So different substances have different effects on different people. So you just need the nigga that you were trying to fuck on, give him a blunt and see what happens.
Although, I can't speak on for it does because, like, when I was high off that bag, that 7 minutes turned into 45.
Who are you trying to campaign to give you some food that you're trying to...
Okay, then,
give me a blunt.
Let me move on to... Yeah, it's fucked up. I had to mute everybody. Niggas will shut up so I can move on to the next question. What do I want to read? These questions be dead ass random. Like, I think Tone got like a mature fan base of like old Geritol motherfuckers who can't get it up and can't stay wet and just be sitting here randomized questions. I think Tone is damn near geriatric. I don't really know yet.
Nigga, did you want me?
Okay. Yeah, I'm unmuted, really. That's about it. So, every motherfucker can wait.
Dog, that's random as a bitch. You don't even know who the fuck this is.
Well, I thought you get muted again.
Okay, I will not get slandered on TV, on air, I mean, for these questions because these questions.
Damn.
Were sent to me by somebody else. So Juan's gonna quit bullshit right now.
I have no idea what you're talking about, man. Like, I'm just saying, your fan base.
How come
the
world is walking in the party?
Tom was doing some magical school bus creepy shit, man. He letting niggas in.
No. I'm letting myself in.
No.
Is he signed on to?
He gotta be, because he keeps letting
Because clearly, you are not. I am the owner of Tone Deaf Radio.
I can't do the show tonight.
Bro, you are not the DJ today. I got
I'm not DJing right now. I'm not DJing right now. I just will not be slandered on air for these questions.
Every,
I have no control over.
Everybody gets slandered, fam. Chill out.
I will not take blame for these questions is what I'm saying.
What the fuck are you even doing here?
She went to sleep for a while, so I called in, checked in on the show, and the first thing I hear is I'm getting slandered for the questions.
Man, every time Paul let me do the boys, I feel like an underage teenager he don't trust to be at home alone.
I really don't trust you.
Exactly.
But anyway. I'm listening to
you
the show.
You've been left home alone for a long ass time, though, fam.
Hey,
okay.
It's not my fault.
Here's another question from the geriatrics that Tone loves oh so much. It says, why do most women shy away from their climax?
What?
So how's that a geriatric question then? Woman basically asks, or dude, I should say, asks the women, why do y'all fight your orgasm? Like, why don't y'all, like, let that shit go? That's what she's asking.
Because niggas is immature and now won't do tripping like, man, you just pissed on me. That's why.
Huh?
So they be holding and squeezing back and shit because they know if they let that shit just out, he might not, you know what that is, and he might just punch her in the motherfucking lip thinking that she pissed on him.
Bullshit. All the pornos out here nowadays, everybody knows
what
it is.
Right. And
that just,
and,
but that does not matter. It don't
matter.
Did
you just admit to being a squirter?
If you're a grown man and you can't differentiate, if you don't know the difference between her squirting and her ejaculating and piss, you have a problem. And you should see
but why? It's
and you
not
should not be getting
dudes, though. But no, it's not just dudes, though. It's chicks that are out here, grown females that don't know their own fucking bodies. And because of the fact that they do just what he said, like they shy away from it, they don't fully let go, they feel like any chick that can squirt pisses on themselves because they don't do it. So they feel like, well, I don't squirt when I'm fucking and I done got fucked good, so that gotta be pissed. No, it's just because when you feel that orgasm coming, you clench your muscles instead of just letting that shit go. That's all that is body control. Relax, cheer the fuck out, and let that shit go.
All in all,
what
you saying is you them hoes really ain't got fucked good.
No, they just don't know their own body.
Right. Most women just probably don't know how to squirt.
I'm saying, though, it don't matter if they know their own body or not. If you fucking a girl good, ain't no way she can keep holding it back.
That's bullshit.
Or so I've heard.
I guess it ain't right if you get surprised, too, huh? Shut up, man. You know what I mean?
It
ain't right if you get surprised. Are you both saying that? It's always right for who is watching Madagascar in my background, fam? I'm gonna need y'all to chill. This is grown folks out. Unless you whacking up, huh? And you shouldn't be doing it to Madagascar. Oh shit, I done muted the wrong people.
First of all, nigga.
Yeah, you
Madagascar.
About to get the shit slapped out you.
Right.
I was trying to get rid of the noise, so I muted everybody.
Dude, you the last nigga. You the last nigga to complain about noise in the background. You be hosting.
Right. Cooking fries
right.
And shit.
Right. And
somebody tell Tone that this is my show for the day. Like, he told me he didn't want a DJ, yet he keep letting himself back in here. He could have did this. Don't do it again, fam. I'm refuse to boot you. I don't want to have to kick the owner telling their radio off the air because I don't want to get canceled. But if you unmute yourself again, fam, you going bye-bye. It's not
fam,
you
right. Kick me off, I'll shut the whole show down.
I am a real nigga. I like to see you try that.
What
did he say? He told me if I kicked him off, he shut the whole show down. I'm waiting.
If I had the means to do it, I'd do it just out of fucking spite and tell you to go for it because I ain't scared of you, bitch.
I didn't do it already. Damn, don't.
Hey, fam. Hey. I just want to come on the show and say that it ain't right if you yell surprise. It is a proven fact.
Get him out of here. I'm not dealing with your shit tonight. Nope.
I've seen it happen.
Just for those who are listening, the Definitely Fresh Show do not promote rape. That is not our motto. We do not do that.
You
motherfucker. You
got him calling in talking about it ain't rape if it's a prize. And then you got Twan and Ken on the air, but yet y'all don't promote. Man, fuck out of here.
Hey, chill out, man.
What?
Yeah,
see, now he gonna think
Ken
it's
did.
Cool and he gonna try it again and he gonna get a surprise and think it's gonna change shit.
But Amy, earlier in the show, you said it was cool if you got that in the middle of the night. That's like yelling surprise.
No, it's not.
That's fair, because, I mean, as long as you yell surprise, it's like consensual rape. How about that?
You know what? That the Definitely Fresh Show should give out the biggest creep award. I really do.
I don't, really, because there's no way to forget. It'd be like a four-way tie.
Damn, all I know.
Nah, Tone would win that. I would get that to Tone.
No, I will not.
Because I know that one's Ken. Because Ken was just trying to pimp himself off the little underage kids on here the last time. So I know he didn't just say Tone. You passed Tone.
And then on top of that, Ken did try to sleep with Twan's mama. So right now, Ken is in first place.
No, he's not in first place. Twan is in first place because Twan physically, like, he got physical. See, they just talk shit. Twan got physical and touched the nipple while I was asleep. So he's number one, and he ain't going nowhere for a while.
That's only your opinion. Go,
huh? Well, I agree with that.
There's one thing to creep on bitches on Twitter and in the DMs and shit, but when you're just sitting there just tweaking a motherfucking nipple, like one of them old school TV knobs while they sleep, that is a whole new level of creep.
So, Twan, do you have a response for this, or would you like to, you know, give your acceptance speech?
Yeah, I haven't been a creep since 2012, so I don't know what she's talking about.
You retired. Damn, it don't matter, though. What you did supersedes all creepiness, son. That's why you still number one. Hold on.
Let me.
Why does he keep muting me after every time I talk, though?
That's why. I'm not touching the boys no more.
Cause I don't tolerate liars, man. If you a creep, you a creep. Just admit it and accept.
There gotta be a time frame from when, like, creepiness happened.
No.
There is no time frame. That's just like now. Motherfuckers who've been dead fucking 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Guess what? It's still considered some of the greatest artists of all fucking time. There is no goddamn time limit.
Yes, it is, because, I mean,
Stephen Cookie is not creepy.
You gotta figure it out because that shit happened so long ago. The type of pussy that you eat can be creepy. Oh shit, they heard that. And it is not creepy. It is natural.
I told you, I'm finna do this diet. We just finna eat fresh pussy and fresh fruit. And if I don't look like Jamal, I'm gonna kill him in his sleep because he lied.
If felonies are relevant for 7 years and bad reports on your credit score is 7 years, then Creepiness Act is 7 years.
No, see, Creepiness should only last a year.
Nope.
I mean, come on, now. That way you give out Creep of the Year awards. I mean, it wouldn't constantly be the same person over and over again. That way Tone could get his, Twan could probably, like, regain the title again. Mike, you too. And Juan, yeah, I see you, man.
Sam, you don't see nothing. Like, Ken low-key the creepiest out of all of us, and he fit the description of a nigga in the ghetto giving out candy. So, I think Ken got us all too.
All I do is say hi to girls on Twitter, man. How is that creepy?
That's a fucking lie.
Oh, what? No. Yeah, you sure say hi to Twan Mama too, huh? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes,
God.
I wasn't
See you later.
Sam definitely tried to J Homeboy Mom.
Okay.
That was like a year ago, man.
But look, if we can't let the fact that Twan snuck a titty rub, we can't let it go that you tried to J his mama. Just like we won't let Tone forget that he walked up to a random chick at a bar and said, "You look like you suck dick."
Yes, and then
it was my chick.
Yes, I did. I won't deny I said that.
And then it was my girlfriend on top of that.
He said, Hey, Tone, did you get
Mike just shrugged and was like, yeah. So.
But I'm saying, why don't you just go walk, like, you don't even know her, and you just walk up to her, like, you look like you suck dick. Now, she'd have been wrong if she looked back at you and said, well, you look like you got prostate cancer. Because, you know,
I would have been like, touché.
Wait,
wait.
That's
not
what happened. The main question is, did she suck dick? That's not
what happened. Creepy. Like, why do you want to ask it? Like, creep, fam.
I'm just saying, he might have been right, though. How you know
that's not what happened, though.
It doesn't matter.
Meek, Marmar, and Tone was talking about tongue rings or something, and that's how it came up.
But did Tone know her at that given point?
No,
or was
he
just having a conversation with a person?
I
like, he knew Marmar, but did he know her?
Oh, no, he just randomly was like, oh, you have a tongue ring, so you suck dick. So
that's not creepy to you?
It's creepy. I just looked at him and was like, what the fuck, Tone? Seriously? He's like, I'm just saying. All chicks have a tongue ring, they suck dick. I'm like, okay. He just got up and walked away like, what the fuck?
I didn't even appreciate that. Did not deny it.
For that simple reason, I think Tone should get the award right there.
Nope. Technically, Ken and Twan still outranked me.
I don't know, Tone. You're an early morning creep, fam. I'll be noticing that.
Hell yeah. I go take the reading to school.
I get to be on my timeline all morning.
Yeah, Tone is a consistent creep.
Yeah, you more of a creep between the hours of like 6 a.m. and like 9:30, fam.
Exactly. Breakfast hours, that's it.
You definitely a wake up a good morning creep, fam. I'll be saying that, bro.
Ooh, you tell him good morning?
By the time second shift Twitter roll around, he'd be like, he ain't did shit creepy. He's a lying motherfucker.
This
is a musical show, and we do play music, so I guess I'm going to sneak another song in here. And we usually don't do this on the Best Friends Show because I'm not a big fan of R&B, either here nor there, locally industry. Yeah, in my bag. But with my home.com, I'm going to play this song one time for that man.
Walking on the clouds, this world is upside down. Can somebody tell me? Can somebody tell me? Who's that? Who's talking now? You see me in the clouds. Catch me when I fall down, down. Enchanted forest, diamond filled roses. I'm dressed in potions. This forest, this wildness, I'm like, please stop it. Fall through a hole in this. Filled with gummy bears, sweets to share, a sign beware. I close my eyes and scream because I'm scared. I'm walking on the
wondering
I'm not raping nobody.
Tonight.
That's not what me.
What?
You don't even flip Molly. You just put on Spider-Man. So I've heard.
You be motivated?
And that's another thing I wanted to ask you, bro. Like, what is sexy about the movie Spider-Man?
Love story.
Like, there's no shower scenes, or like, it's a grown man picking up the ball, taking off webs. You thought it was cool to pick it.
She said she wants to watch Spider-Man.
Oh, that,
that's
like, in a windstorm out here, man. Okay, I'm guessing it was Ken.
What?
It wasn't Twan.
Like, I ain't under no fan or nothing.
Oh, I'm a fan. What the fuck are you trying to tell over here?
I'm a fan, but you ain't directly into the wind. Like, these niggas is dead just out here posing in that Michael Jackson pose in the wind. You know what?
Huh?
I don't even know. But. No, oh, man, I was kidding. He must be out on the top porch trying to kill himself because he didn't win Trip of the Year.
You say he's kicking over tables and shit?
Man, all my life. Just, I know I'm creepy.
So I got to try harder next year. Into the DM.
Right. You finna do push-ups and shit, start doing cocaine. You don't be ambitious DMs.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Apparently it is, man. Real shit. Like, niggas who do cocaine. And you got to be a bold nigga to do cocaine, no fam. Like, I couldn't even fathom to shit up my nose. Like, I don't like when pepper get in my nose and shit, so fam, just to be sitting there doing chalk lines all day. Real shit. So, shout out to all the cokeheads in the world. About that life.
I gotta take this picture because I feel like how I get it.
Okay. Well, while Mimi is screenshotting Instagram and niggas, I gotta take a piss break. So, with that said, I guess I'll play another song. Here you go.
Honey, being a rubber band, I throw it out cause I'm living. Ain't worried about them killers cause they all be my niggas. Got a condo full of bad bitches, all counting this money. If you don't get it, I'm sorry, but you
I think I'm gonna need to get Mega Marl in here. So this nigga can properly, precisely tell niggas what the fuck being though. What do you mean? Like, that's it.
Really? You just gonna put this at me with surprise?
I just like to say that, whatever.
Yeah, nigga that nigga
did that. First, I had nothing to do with it. I was hacked. It was Mike's fault. Let me do it once. Hey, look, fam, that's what it look like. I could have said niggas be like, you know, glitter gang, but you know that'd have been wrong. Not gonna call it fufu. Look real questionable, man. If you see that in
really mean me
at 3 a.m, I'm pretty sure you know what he on.
Really mean me, duct tape.
What?
So what? So niggas gonna get mad at me, but Tom retweeted it like 6 times from 6 different pages.
Hey, if he got the Creep of the Year award, might as well put it on the main page.
It's official to say Twan is the Creep of the Year?
That's just because Tom, now he gets so bitchy and so sensitive when we get on him for being a creep, but he will run it into the ground when we on somebody else for being a creep.
Hey, I do it in the privacy of the family zone when I complain. But at the end of the day, I know I'm a creep. I've never denied it in public.
What?
Just amongst friends.
That was a lie right there. Mute him.
Right.
Get him out of here.
It was like
am I unmuted yet?
Everybody's unmuted. Well, except for Tone. Tone was lying, so you don't process and falsify information in the house of truth.
First of all, you a bitch for muting me before I can even defend myself before you put that bullshit up.
I did it while the song was playing. I mean, you did the radio station.
Yeah, after the song ended, you immediately muted me so I couldn't say nothing.
No, you were muted while the song was playing, and then I unmute you after the song is done. Then you started laughing right away as soon as I unmuted her. So, you are...
No, I was definitely laughing before you unmuted. You just unmuted in the middle of me laughing.
Huh. I mean, you're not muted, fam. Like, niggas are so sensitive about the mute button. She never gave me power. I mean,
I hate each and every one of y'all. I just want to say that.
No, you don't.
Why you hate us? What the fuck happened?
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Oh, you didn't see the picture I just posted on Twitter?
No, man, I ain't got Wi-Fi.
how are you tweeting if you ain't got Wi-Fi? And what does Wi-Fi have to do with looking at a picture?
I'm on the phone.
Because
I can't tweet while I'm
on the phone. If you're not on Wi-Fi, he can't use web. See, you have AT&T, so you can do that. But unless other motherfuckers, they have Wi-Fi or 4G, they can't do that.
And how did you just retweet all them creep pages? I mean, all them tone deaf pages and all that.
Because he hung up. Like, I was wondering why he did.
I just said that. That shit came in like 5 different pages.
Mike hang up, go tweet, then come back.
I did tell y'all I'd do that. When you play songs, I hang up.
Oh, it ain't my music I was playing for him, so that's how you feel about everybody else's music.
I'm just saying. Twitter be so funny because when you play the music, it's like everybody from the show go tweet. And then I just be like, okay, there'd be some funny shit going on. So then I call back.
So, you know, we got a few minutes left on the show. Like, Twan, you need to address your fans and tell them where they can reach you at if they want to follow your creepy life.
Well, you just fucking added me with that fucking picture, so they know where to find me at, motherfucker.
I didn't ask you, bro. I kept it low-key. They don't know that's you.
Sounds really agitated,
Right, you sound upset, bro.
No, it's all good,
Again, I would request that the Simply Juice line sponsors our show because I've just discovered this Simply Lemonade with mango.
That's great. They got simply orange juice with banana. That's just awesome too.
You know I hate bananas.
Terrible.
Bananas
are
the fucking worst thing ever.
Bananas.
You know
that is an abomination.
Somebody mute that nigga, man.
How you gonna mute me, nigga? This is my show. I wanna know how you niggas don't eat bananas.
I don't know why you mute him because he's talking about he don't eat bananas. Mute Mike, man. Everybody said that shit. Everybody who says they don't eat bananas need to be muted, man. That's why y'all niggas don't eat banana pudding. No, no. Y'all niggas got low potassium. You lose, man. That's why her sickness is always halfway dead and shit because she don't eat bananas. She don't drink milk. He's eating banana flavored penises.
Or banana shake penises. The only thing I like that banana is banana shakes and checkers. That's about it.
What?
Yeah,
that's made
with like
real
banana,
man.
And I hate that I love naked smoothies and they always fucking they put banana in everything. Luckily, everything else pretty much drown out the banana, but I hate banana.
So, because Kim said banana and penis in the same sentence. He just muted. I don't know. Like, I just didn't like how that sounded.
Yeah, ignore that.
Not,
that was way less.
Yeah, that did not sound right at all.
I was going to say pause, but I tried to ease up off the pause, so I just muted it.
Hey, is Tone still here? Where you going?
Yeah, the creep is still in the building, son.
No, because Tone was supposed to remind me to talk about, like, no means no, and niggas that don't take it for an answer. So it was so funny that we ended up getting on Twine.
Yeah,
for fucking with my nipple while I was asleep when that's what I was supposed to be talking about in the first place.
Right.
No means no.
Right when she said no means no, I knew Twan was going to come up. I'm like, yep.
Yeah. Ain't that a bitch?
No means no. Mommy, mommy, please don't leave.
Well, I should have been singing that shit to Monte. I thought it was cool because Monte was here. Because I showed jokes and said it. I was like, man, maybe I shouldn't drink this whole bottle. I looked at dude. Man, ain't nobody going to do nothing to you. And Monte left. It was over.
Told you, man, I reevaluated my life after that situation.
I bet you got off Twitter for like a month and a half and shit.
Like, Sam didn't, like, bro didn't come to no more movie nights, no nothing, like, dog.
Like, Sam didn't tweet for a month and a half.
He's like, what's wrong? He's like, man, I don't know, bro won't answer the phone. Like, damn, G.
First of all, like, anybody called me. Second of all, I didn't come to movie night because I had started working third shift during that time, so I couldn't come anyway.
Am I motherfucking Google in the time that you texted me and asked me what time Kiss closed, this bitch could have Googled it. Fuck him.
Kids
close. Oh,
that was
normal.
Kids close
at 12, I think. DM me asking me what time kids close. Why would you DM me asking me what time kids close when you can just fucking Google it? You clearly already on the goddamn computer. Fuck you in, kids.
They close at midnight.
No, well, he won't know that for me.
Well, I'll be listening to the show. Kids close at midnight, bro. Be listening.
Call in. Why are you on your way here? You don't know what time it closed.
We've answered his question several times from 30 different angles. Nobody cares because that nigga ain't bringing nobody else no shape, so don't nobody get no fuck.
Right.
Damn, I want a milkshake. Maybe I should call.
No. Mm-mm.
Hey, I don't
you know what?
You
don't live with me no more, so you can drink all the fucking milkshakes you want.
You like
on Hampton, and we didn't have no window in our bathroom. No.
Hey, man.
You almost got put out before you did.
Hey, man.
One
of my students are the most, yeah, very, very much so. Like, I love cereal, but it's very deadly.
Right. You don't pop the little lactose pill before you eat stuff like that?
No, fam, lactose pills ain't for real niggas. Lactated milk ain't for real niggas. Like, I don't do that, fam. Just take it as it comes.
I just remember, I think a Breon lactose went and got these large-ass shakes from this little hood spot on 35th and North. Man, 10 minutes later, he was like, bro, I got to go home. I'm like, what, nigga? I didn't know he was lactose. He would not use the bathroom. Like, I gotta go home. It's just not right. It's not right at all. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, dog? And our guy Titus was playing. I'm like, no, I ain't coming to get y'all, bro, because we were supposed to go work out. Man, that has to be the funniest shit ever. Like, seeing some.
Am I the only one that found Mike Shore to be uneventful and? I just say it was irrelevant, but nobody really cares. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? It's almost about that time for me to end the show. I like to thank everyone. 15
minutes.
We gonna let Mimi close the show, though, because she's going to speak her mind about those who don't take no for an answer, and those who are very persistent, and those who think it ain't rape if you get a surprise.
I mean, it's not even that. It got sparked from some shit that I saw on Twitter. This nigga tweeted and said, when a chick says no, it just means that she not in the mood. You know, keep trying. You know, catch her at a different time, different place. Like, and I just feel like that's a fucked up thing to tell dudes, like, that any chick that says no
it means no, just not right now. And you see how many times did Joel violate our injunction because he didn't understand that no didn't just mean not right now. It meant fucking no, nigga. And I feel like that's just a fucking setup. And I hope that he got bail money because people just gonna be tweeting like, man, bro, that shit didn't work out the way that you said it was. And he just goes,
right,
he needs to put a disclaimer on this shit. Because you can't just be telling these niggas that no don't mean no, fam. You can't do that. Niggas take that shit literal.
Because if the next time you see her is in the dark alley alone, fam, that's definitely right.
See the shit that happened in Player Says? He was like, what you mean no? And see how we snap? Niggas like that on Twitter? That's why Ice Cube felt like that was all right. They felt like no ain't supposed to, you don't tell a nigga no. Fuck that. So, Twan, where he at?
What?
I hope that, you know, since you done reevaluated your life and reinvented yourself, that you know that you just can't go under niggas' t-shirts and maneuver around the bra and tweak a nipple.
Man, I haven't touched a titty since.
No.
Not
even in the
that
shower?
So funny. That's he's been funny, though. That is.
That's sad. He's scarred you for life, so he won't touch a titty.
That's a fucking scar.
Wait, what?
God. No, Mike said that you were scarred for life. What the fuck you scarred for? You ain't wake up to me tweaking on your titties.
I ain't scarred. I still like titties. I just ain't going, you know. I'm waiting till I get permission.
Wait. You were grabbing titties before without permission?
We don't believe you. You need more people.
Listen here, panty sniffer. I'm sick of your shit.
That is a fabricated
We don't
lie.
Believe you. You
There's
need more
proof.
People.
There's no proof you ever done anything like that. Now, you, on the other hand, there is proof.
Hey. Hey, Twan.
What?
I don't think you were listening.
We don't believe you. You need more people.
You know what? This is my last Tuesday I'm wasting in my life.
It's a party. Every other Tuesday night is a party. We'd chill out. Fire the building. That's definitely fresh.
So wait, the person who's sniffing panties, is that before or after she takes them off?
Well, Mimi told me she suspected Tone of going through her panty drawer, so.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Wait a goddamn minute here. Hold
I mean,
on,
with that being
okay.
said, I think.
So, I dropped my keys in Tone's car. Now, this was before I really, like we kicked it with Tone before, but I wasn't really sure about him because I felt like he was a creep. So when I dropped my keys in his car and he asked me, like, these your keys? I lied and I said, oh, yeah, them the keys to my mama house. Because I'm like, I don't know. Ben might be the type that he know they're my keys and he'd go in and be sniffing in my panty drawer and shit. So, yeah.
No, see, once again, it was a fabrication, which was not true.
It's not even a fabrication because I didn't say that you did sniff my drawers. I just said that at that point I wasn't sure about you and I felt like you could have been that type of nigga that just like, ooh, I got a house keys and go in there and be, you know, on that gold dust type shit.
No, it's the fact that Twan has been saying it as if I've done it. That's why I'm clarifying.
That's because he wants to take the heat off of him on shit that he actually did. So he feel like, well, I'm finna throw everything. I'm finna throw Tone under the bus with some shit that didn't actually happen to take light off of the shit that I actually went under her t-shirt and around her bra and stared at her while I tweaked her nipple.
Stared is what makes it funny.
Wait. I mean, technically, I don't think the hat on the bra, though.
trunks that you didn't have on a
bra.
Like, technically,
I don't think you had on a bra. It's a random ass picture. You been fucking around? Let me show you your dick. Really? I hate, you know what? Whoever did put it, whoever invented it, fuck them. I'm sick of that shit.
Well, tonight,
this is why we have
to be
weekly. Too much ignorance to do weekly.
Quan is creeper to you. Can look like a pastime. And apparently, Tone was once accused of sniffing panty drawers. Now, that may not be true, but that's what he was accused of.
No, he wasn't accused of sniffing panty drawers. He was accused of being the type that would sniff panty drawers.
Well, I mean, I guess as long as they clean it, it ain't nothing wrong with it, I suppose. I don't really know. I really don't sniff no panty drawers. But, I mean, so, with that being said, I would like to thank everybody that came through, you know, so shout out to everybody who was a creep in life. You gotta have limitations to your creepiness, so, you know, no filling boobs without permission, no sniffing panty drawers. I mean, no matter what the rape law says, fam, it's all rape. Even if you yell surprise, I guess that's startling rape. I don't really know how to put it.
Man, fuck that sloth. Man, fuck that sloth. That sloth will get you in trouble, Pete. Don't get into that sloth if y'all want to.
I mean, with the circumstances, the fact that the sloth came after the incident, I damn near think that Quan is behind the rape sloth.
Tamina accused Ken of being the sloth.
I'm not even that creative.
Yeah,
you was creative, all right.
I was told Ken was behind the whole rape law.
I was told that too.
I was told that Ken and the rape law were damn near the same people. So I really don't know. We're not gonna put that all out on Quan, but
it's like Superman. Right. When you turn Superman, Superman.
Like Ken tested the water as the rape law. If people laugh at it, then Ken goes use it in his regular material. So that's what he does.
Oh, so what you're saying is Ken filter all his relationship through the floss, and if he gets tongued up, then he... Oh, okay. that's horrible. So, I'm with you, though, fam. Like, after this, I'm not hanging out with y'all no more, because Twan is a creep, Ken is a rapist, and Paul Smith panties, and...
What?
not hanging with y'all no more, fam. I'm out of this family. Like, I'm no longer asking me, even though I'm fat. I don't want to do this no more. Y'all too much, bro. Like, I'm real off. Not fucking with y'all no more. Just all the credentials that we hold, fam. Like, it just.
I think
like
people just accuse Ken of being a sloth because the sloth ain't got five fingers.
I'll see y'all not next week, Tuesday, but Tuesday after next, you know what I'm saying? Same death time, same death channel, same death fresh. And I'm out to you.
Okay, north side, my nigga, north side, where the street numbers get thrown high. Man, these summers keep going by, and these niggas still on fire. We gotta make that cake, gotta pay for a view. I'm in a title fight. And on my life, I'ma burn these mechs if I can't get right. Highway to the money, your future not looking too sunny. And if the shoe fits you out, money, take a ride to my city. Take a look at these niggas that I'm with, and you can tell that we ain't worried about nothing. Got a singer that I don't sound like I'm from the mill. Well, what the fuck do I sound like? These hating niggas so blatant with the man, they ain't repping my sound right. And they say they can't keep up with the flow that I got. I'm sorry, I ain't no dumb nigga. I slow it down if you want me to. I bet niggas still can't fuck with them. I done cleaned up the flow like a janitor. Got your bitch going faster than Danica. I be in the days, no calendar. I needed that money, seen a way to the bands, and I ran up a nigga. We
surpassing all of that whack shit. I got hearing you waxing. Made my mark with no accent. No accident, I'm heavy, cause no one is half of this. Get it, it's half of this like Ali. I'm where the cash is. Long as they make it, I gotta get some more. I'm after dollars like decimals. Before I jump the ship, I'll wreck the boat. You can act around the flow, rap with the boat. Oh, set and regime, you match your whole set in that beam. I'm chilling with a dream. I know why they got big headed like Gene. If these rappers don't wanna face me, then I got it again. I'm turning track down, I'm like Tina, but I lean on a nigga codeine. I'm hope nobody gon' need him. Put a bitch on the hook if she fishing in the way that she wanna bone up. It's like she on commission. Nigga, ride a soul, then we here. A stand up, nigga. Somebody tell him, bring a podium in here. I'm shining like Goldie, finna throw me some gold in each year. What they yelled him like, Chloe, you there? When you look up and you see me, can't say you ain't see it coming. All of my shooters on that different stroke shit, it'll let out something you can feel drumming. 41-4, R.I.P. La Gucci. Living a life that they might make a movie. Got the rims off set like a camera crew. And if you fuck with the director, then they might get to shooting. We here.